Welcome to CU Today, the official podcast of Cameron University, hosted by President Dr. Shane Hunt. Each month, we bring you the Aggie Experience, featuring conversations with students, faculty, and staff about the exciting things happening right here on campus. CU Today airs the last Monday night of every month at 6:30 on KCCU Public Radio. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or visit kccu.org for more information. Now, here's your host, Dr. Shane Hunt.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of CU Today. I'm Shane Hunt, president of Cameron University, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to the show, and I'm thrilled to welcome our guest, our alumni guest, owner of Full Scope Marketing, Jim Hornick. Jim, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, Shane. Glad to be here.
Well, Jim and I had a wonderful visit a couple months ago, and I said, Jim, you got to come talk on the show. So obviously, in addition to being president of Cameron University, I am very proud. This is my 19th year as a marketing professor. So I love any time that we can have a discussion around marketing especially.
Sure.
But before we get to that, Jim, I always like to start with our alumni guests. Just talk about what brought you to Cameron. And talk about your experience, what you studied here at Cameron University.
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in Duncan, so not very far. My dad, we're kind of an Aggie family. Okay, my dad graduated.
Way to be. That's a good family, Jim. Yep, that's a good family.
I was the third and final. Currently, now I have three kids, so you never know.
We're already recruiting.
But in any case, my dad graduated with his master's here in the 90s. Don't ask me the year because I was not that old. But I remember when it happened, we made a sign on the fence and everything. It was a big deal. But in any case, my brother graduated here in 03 with a journalism degree. And I graduated from high school, in 2006. Mm-hmm. And promptly came to Cameron. There were a couple of reasons. One, it was close to home.
Yep.
So that made sense. But secondly, my brother had an experience here, and I even was involved in it on some levels, that made me comfortable, made me want to come to Cameron. And on top of that, I went through the whole process, applied to be a plus scholar, and
absolutely,
I was granted that scholarship. So, I mean, who's going to turn down a full ride?
Right? You know, amazing scholarship.
A full ride to a fantastic institution. So I came over here and lived in the village for the majority of my time and graduated in 10 with a journalism degree with a minor in PR.
Well, and I love, Jim, when you talked about your brother, but you talked about just how Cameron University felt like a home for you when you were here, and just all the different things. Can you talk about that? Some of the things you got to be involved in.
I was involved in various different things throughout the time that I was here. I mean, I dabbled in student council. I worked on trying to get a student council Supreme Court kind of started, and we worked on that for a while. But more than anything, I was on the collegiate staff.
Yeah.
And so starting from, and I knew Dr. Keller from when I was in high school, because my brother was also on the staff.
Yep.
And so I was actually in that newsroom prior to even graduating high school. I knew the man, I knew the environment, and I knew that this was where I wanted to go. I was already the editor of the newspaper in Duncan at the high school, the Demon Pitchfork.
Yeah.
Good old demons. In any case, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. And when I came here, I was just really heartened by the welcoming aspect. You know, there's something to be said about a university that is not too big and not too small. OU, I had been to, and nothing not to talk down on it, but for me, that is big, okay? Cameron is just the right size. It's welcoming. The class size is fantastic. It still remains remains the case. There is so much to be said for that. The student housing was wonderful. You know, I was one of the first. I think I was the first resident in my apartment
at
the village.
Yeah, at the village.
Yeah, they were brand spanking new. And that was wonderful. But you know, the involvement of the professors and the administrative staff and everyone in the success of the students was absolutely evident. And I think that really helped a lot for me.
Well, and I loved when we talked about it, Jim, because I can tell you from I think our students feel that way, but I would just say from a faculty staff, from me as a president, coming here, the warmth of people, the graciousness, the welcoming nature of our campus, I think is really special and unique. And
it really is.
I love hearing that story. So
I'm throw something else in there. There, I always found it very interesting, and I still do to this day, the amount of talent in the faculty
completely
on this campus is mind-blowing.
Absolutely.
The skill, the intelligence, the subject knowledge from each professor within each department is just, you're honestly, to be honest, you're kind of surprised that they're at Cameron. You're like, thank you. I'm glad you're here, but why aren't you at Yale or something? You know,
and we have
that's just so wonderful.
No, and we have so many brilliant people, Jim. You're exactly right. We announced this month the largest research contract in the history of Cameron University, which just is a great testament to our faculty, the great work they're doing, our students. So we're super excited from that. You get a great degree from a great university. So now talk about, how does that transition into being the owner of Full Scope Marketing?
So it's kind of an interesting spin. You know, there's a lot of, you hear it all the time. People talk about, you know, you get a degree, but you don't end up working in that degree line. Well, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that at all. In fact, college is a proving ground. College is a 100%. Molding. It's a system that molds you and matures you. You know, just because you get a degree in something and work in something else, it doesn't discredit or devalue the work and time that you put into the degree in any way, shape, or form. Myself, I took journalism. About my junior year, I figured out that while I'm very good at writing, I really actually prefer the design side of things.
Yep.
So, you know, pagination was what I did primarily, and ad design toward the latter part of my time here for the Collegian. And when I graduated in 10, before, I landed a job with the Apache Casino Hotel, and I worked there from 10 to 18.
Okay.
doing initially graphics and then moved into marketing management, working hand in hand with various marketing directors over the years, all of which had a somewhat different approach to, you know, the marketing idea. And they had different things that they found to be important or, you know, higher priority. One was social media during that time it was really kind of becoming a marketing tool. Prior to that, it was just a campus tool. But in any case, some were very direct mail, some were very TV. And I was fortunate enough to basically be on the job honed into a jack of all trades. If it's under the marketing umbrella, I can do it or I can sure figure it out.
Which is awesome to have that breadth of experience, Jim.
Correct.
Right?
In that short period of time.
Totally.
You know, and I credit Apache Casino Hotel completely. In 18, I decided that it was time to do something. And I had a few different coaches and mentors trying to push me toward this over the years. And I opened my first LLC, Barber Creative, which I still operate. And, you know, did well with that. And then I worked in-house with Pam and Barry while doing Barber Creative, you know, the bootstrap technique, right?
Yep.
So, and Pam and Barry's team are just they're wonderful. I love them both. And from that, I actually, in 24, while still running Barber Creative and working for Pam and Barry, I started Full Scope Marketing. And we have been flourishing. We've been growing. And I have now moved into that essentially full time while still running Barber Creative, but it kind of complicated. But basically, I took the knowledge that I got at Cameron, and the structure, the maturity that I found here, which, I mean, obviously I've found more since then, but Cameron grew me up a lot. In any case, took all those things, combined them with what I learned at Apache and in the field, and molded it into a flourishing marketing firm here in Southwest Oklahoma.
And it's amazing, and you're doing so many great things, Jim. I love that. I love the entrepreneurial story of that. But I got to talk about marketing. So it's an incredibly exciting time in marketing. There are so many things that organizations, for-profit, non-profit, big, small, are looking for marketing guidance. One of the things that I hear the most is about the excitement and the concern tied to AI as it relates to marketing. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So, you know, we've seen this before. We saw this with the advent of social media being used as a marketing tool. Now, this is different, and it is a lot faster paced. And being able to forecast it as we were able to lightly with social media is not quite as possible. But the trick here with marketing, take a breath.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
Yep.
Try and remain abreast of things and understand that just because there's a new tool on the market, in fact, 6 to 8 a day now, doesn't necessarily change the fundamentals. It doesn't change your goal. It doesn't change your demographics. It doesn't change any of those things. Your ROI is still your ROI. Your focus is still generating sales and retaining clients, whatever that may look like for your company. I have talked to a lot of marketing professionals who are concerned that they're being, you know, pushed out of a job. Well, you know, we thought that was social, to be honest with you, too. I mean, the idea, you know, broadcast news or broadcast advertising, they thought that it was going to die completely because of social media. Well, it's still alive. It has changed. We have OTT. We have streaming advertising now. Okay. It's just a different form of the same mediums. The fact of the matter is, embrace the technology, be aware of it, and understand that there's always going to be a human role to this, whether it's from direct client interaction or, you know, understanding the broad scope of things. I mean, my company, we use AI for multiple things. It is extremely useful. It has cut out a whole lot of man hours very quickly, and I'm extremely impressed.
Don't you think, Jim, that this is, and you alluded some of that. I mean, I've had these discussions around social media with companies. I think sometimes marketers make a mistake in not differentiating between a tool and a strategy.
Correct.
There's lots of tools that we can use for whatever, but if that strategy is wrong, if that implementation is wrong, it really, the tool's not going to save you,
absolutely.
Would you say?
No, absolutely. I mean, I see it time and time again, you know, because a lot of times what my company, we end up doing is we come in to and help individuals or larger companies that they have a business, they have a business plan, so to speak, but they don't really know how to or what their message is.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're trying to drive toward, and they haven't crafted their brand. You know, that's not something that can be done necessarily by a machine. Okay, there's always going to be the necessity of human understanding of motives, of things of that nature. Now, sure, you can use AI to help with your website copy. Heck, you can use it to build a website, although they're not very good, in my opinion. In any case, you know, there's always going to be a need for people like yourself and myself.
Yeah.
Because it's just, there's only so far that this tool can go in its current iteration.
No.
You know, so I think we just need to understand that it's a paradigm shift in a way, you know.
The last question, Jim, that I want to ask you, and I love to ask this of our alumni guests. There are a lot of Cameron University students who listen to this show and are sitting there and saying some version of, I want to be like Jim. I want to take my Cameron degree, and one day I want to start my own business in whatever field they may want to do that in. My final question is, what advice would you have for the Cameron students who are sitting in those same seats that you were?
So I'm going to approach this from underclassmen and upperclassmen.
Okay.
All right. So I was an Aggie ambassador, and I used to preach this, and it still remains true. As a freshman, be ready to change your major several times, and it's perfectly fine.
Yep.
There is nothing wrong with that. No one expects you, or they shouldn't expect you, to come in here and know exactly what you want to do. That's the point of college.
Absolutely.
Okay? So that's okay. So carry that with you and understand that, you know, to get your basics out of the way. Dip your foot in here, dip your foot in there. The path will find you, or you will find the path. You just have to keep going to class.
Agree.
Okay. And keep doing the work. That's the biggest goal. Now, for upperclassmen who are kind of decided, that's awesome. I mean, you know where you're headed. Be aware that that may change, and don't let it scare you. Pay attention to opportunities. Listen to your dreams and your goals. And understand that just because you know right now, you may not tomorrow. Or you may have some other idea of it. But at the end of the day, you're about to walk pretty soon. You're about to walk across that field out there, get a piece of paper that no one can take away from you, and you can use it in any way that you want.
Jim, I love everything about that. I encourage our students to go back and listen to that. I think that is such great advice. And We are lucky, Jim, to have you as an alum. So thankful to have you here today on the show.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Shane. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Jim. And we'll be right back on this episode of See You Today. Our next guest on this episode of See You Today, I am thrilled to welcome my friend and colleague, Dana Winters, who is not only an amazing instructor here at Cameron University, not only the director of our Gross Anatomy Lab, but also the club sponsor and person most responsible for the success of our Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Club. Dana, that may be the coolest opening we've ever given someone.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be on the program.
Well, Dana, we hear so many incredible things from our students and our community about the positive impact you're having. I always like to start with our faculty or staff guests. Let's start with, what led you to being a professor here at Cameron University?
So I am a Southwest Oklahoma, product. I grew up in the Blair area, yep. Went to Navajo High School, yep. And graduated there in 2006. I went to Western Oklahoma State College, and at the time I thought I wanted to be an artist, okay. which seems like such a divergence from what I'm doing today, but it's actually, I like to think about gross anatomy as being Absolutely. A little bit of an artistic endeavor. But regardless, I decided halfway through that that actually I don't like art as much as I thought I did, especially whenever it came to art history yeah. and all of the book stuff that had to do with art. And I started kind of troubleshooting, like, well, what do I actually like? And I think that's a really important thing that students do, is like be able to change pathways if that original pathway doesn't suit you.
I completely agree. Absolutely.
And so I decided that, like, I actually like being outdoors a lot, and I loved science and biology. I grew up on a farm, and some of my most treasured times were actually spent outdoors. And so I started looking into biology programs around the area. It was really important to me to stay in Southwest Oklahoma. And so my mom wanted me to go to Southwestern. And my dad was like, actually, I think you might look into Cameron.
We vote for your dad. That's yeah. a good call. Good call.
Yes. And so I actually did a little bit of research into what was the biology department at the time. Mm-hmm. And only heard really great things about the faculty and staff there, and I decided to come to Cameron. While at Cameron, I went through the organismal biology track, was able to do undergraduate research, and from there, I went to Midwestern State University in Wichita Falls and got my master's degree in biology there. And then I was looking for a job, came across the ad for the anatomy position here at Cameron. And I was like, oh my goodness, wouldn't it be so amazing to get back on out at Cameron? Luckily, I was accepted, and I've been here ever since. Cameron is like my second home. I love the university, what it's been able to do for me, and I hope that in some small way I'm able to give back to our future students.
Well, you 100% do, Dana, and I would say we are the lucky ones. All of us at Cameron are lucky to have you here and all the amazing things you're doing. Now, that is one of the cooler business card titles or email signatures, director of the Gross Anatomy Lab.
Yes,
for
sir.
A lot of people that may not be super engaged with the sciences, talk a little about what that entails.
Yes, sir. That is one of my many hats here at Cameron, and I'm very, very proud to hold that title. So as the director of the Gross Anatomy Lab, I am responsible for maintaining the Gross Anatomy Lab, of
yep.
course, and for cadavers here on campus. That's one really great thing about not just our Allied Health Science program here at Cameron University, but also the biology program.
Yep.
And also anybody who is going pre-med has an opportunity opportunity to take an anatomy here at Cameron. And so that gives our students actual hands-on experience with cadaver dissections. And this is one thing, like, I think the statistic is less than 3% of undergraduate students nationwide actually get access to a gross anatomy lab, let alone actually get to do cadaver dissection work down there. And so I'm excited to be able to provide our students with that opportunity and at multiple tiers. So we have our 2000 or our sophomore level anatomy course, okay, which is mainly taken by allied health science students who are going pre-nursing, dental hygiene, PTA.
But all of those, they're taking this class at a sophomore level kind of as an entryway into those things.
Okay? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 100%. And they usually get this, again, anatomies and I don't want to call it a, you know, a weed out course,
yes,
but it most certainly is one of these courses that is, it tests the student's ability to perform at a level that they are going to need to be able to perform moving forward through their health science pathway as well as careers. So this sophomore level anatomy is that class that most of the students take. Now, if you're going to be like a pre-med student, which you might be in a chemistry major, you might be a sports and exercise science major or a biology major here on campus, you can opt to take the senior level anatomy course, which is our principles of anatomy, where you actually get to do more detailed cadaver dissection. And then we have our last option. Well, I shouldn't say last option. I also do a special studies. But our third option, which is what we call practicum of anatomy.
Okay.
And this is where students get to do detailed dissection work beyond what they've previously done in these other courses. And so usually I start them out with a face or a neck dissection that are very, very tricky, require them to have good fine motor skills to be able to actually dissect some of these tiny little nerves. And then we go into, well, what dissection would you actually like to do? And so usually the students who are like physical therapy track would do like knees, shoulders,
kind of depending
hands,
on their area of emphasis, what they're looking to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And then some of our students already know like that they want to be a cardiac surgeon.
Okay.
And so in that case, it's like, okay, well, let's open up the thoracic cage and let's do a heart dissection and removal of the lungs so that you actually get a really solid idea of that specific region in anatomy. And then I guess the last class is our my special studies that I've run a couple of times, which is advanced dissections in anatomy. And this is really for those students who are needing a couple of extra hours, but they are pre-med, and which case I pretty much give them everything that I had to do in a like a master's degree level anatomy course. I just don't test them.
Yeah.
So they have to find the detailed, even subcutaneous nerves and vessels and all of the little branches off of everything. They have to be able to identify them then and there. And then at the end of that, they've done a pretty detailed paper over one region that they were particularly interested in.
Dana, I love every bit of that. And I think it speaks not only to all the amazing things you do as an instructor, but I think it speaks to what we provide at Cameron with that kind of hands-on, immersive experience, which I think is really something unique and special about what we do. Okay, now, Dana's an amazing professor. She does all kinds of great things with our Gross Anatomy Lab. But the first conversation that I had with Dana had nothing to do with any of that cool stuff. It was the fact that you may or may not know, but if you followed our social media or have seen this, you might know this, but we have an amazing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu club here at Cameron University that's been competing at events. And Dana, you are really the person who made that possible. Can you talk a little bit about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but also how we came to have a club team here at Cameron?
Yes, of course. So, I think I told you earlier that my second home was Cameron. Yeah. Well, my first home besides, you know, technically my home is actually an academy or a gym. So while I was going through my undergraduate and I guess right after high school, I had played all kinds of sports in high school, and I got out of high school and I was like, oh gosh, there's no competitive outlet for me. And my mom had suggested that I try running, and I did. And I was like, man, this is pretty dull. And no offense to any runners out there. I love that you love it.
Yes.
But for me, it just wasn't it. And so I found myself in an academy in Altus.
Okay.
And went there and absolutely fell in love with everything Brazilian jiu-jitsu and mixed martial arts. It was really actually an outlet that I was beyond what I got in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And for those of you who do not know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu is what I call submission wrestling.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's the second half to wrestling, right? Because wrestling, you get to start on your feet and you get to take your opponent down, and then you pin them and somehow you stop, which is great.
Yeah.
Again, everybody's going to be like, oh my gosh, she's bashing on all of these other sports. but then jiu-jitsu is the second half of that, right? Which is allowing us to now not only take the person down, but once we get to the ground, how are we going to hopefully gently subdue our opponent in a way that doesn't completely hurt them, but has the option to if push came to shove.
Yeah.
And so these types of submissions might be like choking, like strangulation, or could be arm bars where you're actually, it's a joint lock as opposed to like a blood choke. And then there's a variety of other submissions. If you were to talk to some of my students, they might tell you like a wrist lock is their favorite or an ankle lock is their favorite. And I call that the dark arts. But of course, we learn to do this here at Cameron in a way that is really safe and allows our students to perform these potentially dangerous techniques in a very safe manner. We've got to maintain safety, and that's something that is very important to me as the instructor, but it's been important to me as a person learning Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And luckily, I mean, I started this whenever I was 19. We're not going to talk about how old I am, but I've been, at least Matt years has been about 15 years. And so longevity is a very, very important thing to me now, a master's athlete, to be able to continue to train well into hopefully my 60s. I know a lot of people who are well into their 60s and 70s who are still on the mat, still training. It requires you to be able to troubleshoot real time with something that has fairly severe consequences if you don't troubleshoot it correctly.
Yeah.
So it requires you to do problem solving. And so these are life skills that I think are very, very important. So not only does jiu-jitsu teach you how to handle this on the mat, but it also teaches you how to handle things in real life. And I absolutely love the sport.
Well, and Dana, we love the sport, and our students get to go compete. You guys were at Sam Houston State not long ago, and our team did amazing. So for any of you out there that are in those kinds of sports, if you know, grappling sports and things like that, definitely know that you have a great opportunity here. Dana, thank you for everything that you make possible for our students and for all of us at Cameron University.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being on the show. And thank you all for listening to this edition of the See You Today radio show. We, all of us at Cameron University, hope that you have had a wonderful holiday season, a very happy new year, and we can't wait for all the amazing things we have ahead in 2026. From all of us at Cameron University, thank you. I'm Shane Hunt. We'll see you next time, and go Aggies.